we get it underway on this first day back from vacation by welcoming to the show. And right here in the studio, joining us is Maine State Representative Amy Rader. Hello, Amy.
Hello, neighbor. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Nice to have you here with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
How's your first almost year gone in the legislature? Has it been all that you expected?
It's extraordinary. I have to say how much I love it, how much I love working with my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. I should say all sides of the aisle, because we have a number of independents and we have one libertarian representative. It's wonderful. And I have seen so many moments of across the aisle working that have completely restored any lost faith in democracy. It's extraordinary. And you should know just how hard your reps are working for you out there. I'm in awe of my colleagues all day, every day.
Well, that's good to hear, and that is indeed encouraging. But you're here to talk about something that's not so encouraging, and it's an event that happened in our community over the course of the weekend, and that's the vandalism that was done against a longtime member of the community, family that's been a big part of the community, Timur Khan, his family-owned wonderful restaurant downtown, and an ugly situation, one that I think no matter how much ugly we've seen over the last few years, it takes your breath away to see it the way we did in those photos of his car.
Absolutely. And I think you really hit on it. It takes your breath away to see something that blatant, that overt, that absolutely unmistakable in terms of its intent. It was absolutely a hate crime. It was absolutely intended to hurt and upset and really wound a beloved member of our community. I've known Timur for a while, and he has always stepped up and been overly kind. He makes space for other people. He lifts other people up. He goes out of his way for other people. And it hit me especially hard because he is a friend of mine and he has been extraordinarily kind to me. And what also really upsets me about the entire situation is the fact that the suspects are young people.
Mm. Two 15-year-old girls, right?
Yes, yes. And of course, innocent until proven guilty. But it also points to the fact that somewhere along the line, these girls, if they are guilty of this crime, were taught this. They were taught right. That this was okay, or this was an okay response to some feeling that they might have had. And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air. I used to run an after-school youth program. It was a literacy program in Boston. We had we were in a public housing project. We had families from many different backgrounds, faith, traditions, et cetera, and so on. And I had three little boys in my program that were Muslim, the Muhammad brothers. And they were hilarious and wonderful, and I loved them so, so much. But I was working there right after September 11th. On September 11th, right after, every single little kid in the youth program at some point in the days after September 11th went up to the Muhammad brothers and said, "Hey, I've heard that some people might be targeting Muslim people, and if that happens to your family, let me know. I'm sorry. We won't do that. We have your backs." So children are taught.
Right. Nobody's born a racist.
No. Nobody is born
Nobody
a racist.
Is born hating people.
No. Absolutely not. So I was encouraged to hear that the Bangor School Department put out a statement saying that, you know, they have an ongoing commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion, and anti-racist education. That's great. That's amazing. I was encouraged that City Hall did that as well. I was encouraged by how many, when I posted about the vandalism of Timur's car, I was encouraged by how many friends of mine that don't even know him, that aren't even from Maine, reached out and made a donation to get his car fixed, by how many people in the community did so. And what I have heard since then is that there has been this outpouring of love and support, which is great. And I love that we do that for our community members here. I hate that we had to.
Right, right. By the way, speaking of that outpouring, big tip of the cap to the auto detailing company.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting my car detailed there. I was like, you want a customer.
Yeah.
I've been looking for a good auto detailer in particular because I'm a very messy person who has very messy children. But that sold me right there. That was a very kind gesture. And they were not alone because I saw about three or four other car detailing companies say, we'll do it if they can't.
Right. Well, and we were chatting about it before we went on, but I remember all too well what happened in the days following 9/11, when Tamora was just a toddler at the time, but when his family was threatened and they had to close a bihar for a few days because of threats against them by ignorant people. But I remember the night they opened, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was a Friday night, being one of the many who jammed in there to thank them for being a part of our community and to express how much it meant to us that they were part of the Bangor community. But you know, his family has dealt with this before, and nobody should ever have to deal with anything like this. And I'm glad that these are young people who have the chance, hopefully, to learn from this and turn their lives around, rather than somebody who is 40 years old and believes deep down they're right.
Exactly. And I think we have a history of seeing the opportunity for redemption in young people, specifically in things that happened in Bangor. We recently had a ceremony, a memorial service downtown for Charlie Howard on the anniversary of his passing. And I did a little research after that to see what happened. You know, who were the perpetrators? What happened to them afterwards? And at least one of the people who took part in the crime went on to educate other people in how to head off that kind of hate, and really owning up to the fact that owning up to his part in the crime, owning up to his culpability, his responsibility, and he felt that his ongoing responsibility was to talk to people about this and prevent it from happening again. I would hope that whoever committed this crime, if it is these two young individuals, I would hope that they would make that choice too, because that's such a strong choice. The story of our country is the story of redemption. We owe it to ourselves and each other to try to redeem ourselves.
We're talking with Representative Amy Rader here on Downtown, and that brings up a great point, which is there are still people who believe that we don't need to be teaching diversity education of any kind in our schools. Nothing could be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. We need it more than ever these days, because there's so much negative information out there that unfortunately can breed some of these ideas and let them take root and spread.
And I'm kind of a Pollyanna. I'd like to believe that the people who are saying that we don't need anti-racist education in our schools are people who maybe haven't seen the depth of the racism in this country, who have not, by the grace of God, been touched by that kind of hate, and may therefore not understand the full breadth of it. So I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. There are people out there who have seen and have perpetrated that kind of racism, and those are the people that maybe we don't have the chance to change their minds. But the people in between who are like, well, I've never seen racism, they haven't been around enough, they haven't been educated enough, they haven't been shown. And I feel it's like it's part of my duty as an elected official to really be there and educate when I can.
There's also an agenda out there, and you had to waste your time and the taxpayers' dollar debating nonsense about critical race theory in the Maine legislature this past session, which is just so ridiculous and so such nonsense.
I will say there was something that I found pretty encouraging in the midst of all that. Representative Justin Fecteau had a bill about, and he is a Republican. He has since left the legislature because he got a job teaching history. And when being a public teacher pays you more than the legislature, that's got to give you a little clue there. He had a bill in to teach comprehensive Holocaust history, which is great. Yeah. Fantastic. That bill was shelved in favor of a bill that taught genocide, the history of racism, and the Holocaust. So we have a more comprehensive bill that went forward out of the legislature. But I love that there was somebody on the quote-unquote other side of the aisle whose eye was on teaching that kind of thing, teaching what hatred leads to.
Well, because I don't think we do our young people any favors by sugarcoating our past.
No, we can't.
To me, what gives us the chance to be a great country is the fact that we acknowledge our mistakes and our weaknesses, and we build from that, and we try to never go back. If we've made progress, let's keep marching forward, not take five steps in reverse.
Absolutely. And I think my philosophy is summed up by somebody who had much more right to say it, Langston Hughes. And I'm paraphrasing here because I don't remember it exactly. He said, "I love America, which is why I reserve the right to constantly criticize her."
There you go. Well, it is heartening to see the response of the community. As you said, it's a shame it took such an ugly incident to lead to that. What can we do as individuals? You, not as a state representative, but as a neighbor of mine, as a citizen of the community, as a citizen of the state of Maine, what can we all do to keep these kind of things from happening again?
I think there tends to be sort of a complacency amongst those of us who have our eye on being anti-racist ourselves. We think, I've taken care of me. That's all I have to do. But we always need to reach out our hands to our neighbors, whether they are in need, whether they maybe are mistaken about something. Have that conversation in a kind and respectful way and share your perspective. Keep talking about it with people that maybe don't understand your own perspective, because dialogue is where actual things happen. Shouting on the internet means that you're shouting on the internet. You're yelling into a void, or you're butting heads with somebody. You don't change minds that way. You change minds when you sit down with somebody that knows you and you can look them in the eye and you can talk about things. So it's inherent on everyone to stop thinking, I've taken care of my own. We're a community. That means that we have to be in community. We have to be in dialogue constantly. Otherwise, why not just have your family completely secede from the union and deal with everything on your own, you know? And I know some people would like to do that. God bless. Good luck. But I do think that we need to be have a more concerted effort in being in actual dialogue and community with each other.
I always say to my students, freshmen usually, because they're at that age, yeah. And I say to them all the time, it's great that you're a good person, and most of you are. But what do you do for those around you? Because we know what happens in high schools. We know the comments that are made. Are you going to be somebody who stands up for others?
Mm-hmm.
Do you call people out when they say things that they shouldn't say? Because that's the next step in your growth as a young person, not just being able to walk away and say, well, I didn't make those comments, but being the person who says to a friend, we don't do that around here. We're better than that. Please stop.
Absolutely. And don't be the person that I ran into during my 20th high school reunion, because, I mean, it's probably no shocker, I was not one of the cool kids when I was growing up.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I have a picture of me with a mullet that I'll share with you that will prove to you at this point. So I go to my 20th high school reunion, or 10th. I can't remember which it was. I'm very old.
Can't be 20th. You're not there yet.
Oh, bless you. Bless you so much. But I went to one of the reunions, and somebody who picked on me mercilessly, like just evilly all through high school, came up to me and said to me, like sought me out and said to me, I was so not nice to you in high school, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry. And I was like, that's very kind. I forgive you, whatever there is to forgive, but we were kids. And he said, that's not an excuse.
Well,
and I've lived with that regret since high school. If nothing else, don't burden yourself with that kind of regret later in life.
Right.
Take the time to have that conversation. Take the time to educate yourself a little bit. Young people in general, I have found throughout the past year or so, I'm looking at Gen Z and I'm seeing them standing up for things that I would never have had the courage to do at their age. Right. And I'm very encouraged by them. So I think there's a lot of power in our young people that is being activated and that we have yet to see. And I just want to empower the young people out there. Yeah, stand up for the things that are right. Do it respectfully, do it kindly, but stand up and don't let anyone make you sit down.
Best shot we have right there.
Yep.
Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you
too. State Representative Amy Rader with us here on Downtown.